Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
America, my home.
It's getting dark. Thank you, Kate. And now the show can begin. The show within a show.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
your partners, that's you, partners.
There's no fun.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. At the corner of Ballast and Clayton Rose, their website is ballastdentalcare.com, and I'm inviting everyone, and I mean everyone, I don't care if you have a dentist, you haven't seen a dentist for 20 years, and everybody in between, what do you say? Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. In a moment or so, I'll work on you. I'll try to convince you. You can't keep putting this off. But first,
hey!
At the control board, 19 years he was a resident of Great Britain. 10 of them, he was a resident of Birmingham, England. He is the father of Theo, the son of Dave. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And back in the studio, after days on the road, he's been all over the place. He's back with us today because today he got enough of heading northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. I know I inspired Limey to make a cherry pie. Am I going to get any of the cherry pie?
Nope. No, I ate it all.
He says he'll make another one.
Right.
And bring some in.
This one was just trial and error cherry pie. Exactly. I got to make sure I can figure it out.
All right. Look forward to that.
Hello. Delicious.
Well, if you ate it all, apparently you did figure
right.
it out. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
We don't have an exact total on how many jobs this next guy has had. We've accounted for 38 of them. Probably figure out that there were more, but we do know this. He currently holds three jobs simultaneously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's head of research for this show. He's the newsman for this show. And then there's, like, his full-time job, which isn't even here. It's, what is it? It's, oh, yeah. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. Still accepting applications for persons interested in the class action lawsuit against Bayer. Bayer has announced it will pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted cancer after using the weed killer Roundup. And even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases. They're also handling cases for users of Zantac and ranitidine. They are standing by if you think you or a loved one might be eligible. Just shoot them a quick email. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. That's LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisement.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And that is so nice of Rhett Boy. Dan, I don't even know if you're aware.
No.
He made something for your mom. And it's, he won't tell us what it is. It's a surprise. He just says it's, what's it made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese.
Oh, wow.
That's all he'll say. Looking forward to seeing what's not finished yet, he says. So we'll see what that is. Would you please show your appreciation for the finest radio studio band leader in Kirkwood, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bruce.
Rock I do by. Have that email address up on our Facebook page.
Okay. Dan's mom now has an email address. Carol. Mm-hmm. No E on the end, C-A-R-O-L, A-M in the P-M at yahoo.com. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. Feel free to send her your best wishes after what she's been through with the car accident. If you missed that whole story, it's on the first hour of today's show. Just go to the podcast and listen to the first hour. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I'm starting to feel bad. Maybe subconsciously, I'm like 3 months late with an appointment because I'm in mourning over the loss of my hygienist of 43 years, Mary, who retired. I have had the same dental hygienist for 47 years. Whoa. And 3 months, and she has retired.
Can you just go to her house?
You know what? Maybe I could do that. But now, I wonder if they have had a meeting and go, okay, who's going to have to take this guy? Mm. And they, not me, draw not straws. Me. I talked to Mary, not me. So we'll see when I get there who it's going to be. And I will get there soon because I am a little overdue for my every 6 month visit to Ballast Dental Care. If you don't have a dentist, listen to me. I have your dentist. I have your dental clinic. It's Ballast Dental Care. If you do have one and you just sort of think you like your dentist, that's not good enough. You should love your dentist. You should not ever dread an appointment. And if you can't say that, I have your dental clinic. It's Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And I'm not kidding. 47 years and 3 months. Mary, have a great retirement. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to you. Maybe you could pop in just one more time and just help work on me or take x-rays or something, just for old time's sake. Again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma,
and Andover County, Wisconsin, among other places. Bill Cleveland's with us, courtesy of Window World, the sponsors of the incredible upcoming trivia night this Friday night. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. For more about the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Welcome back to the studio after miles and miles on the road, Bill Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Wow. You know what happened? Let me explain to the audience. He hit the wrong annex. There are two annexes, one with standing room only, our audience, and then Bill's tiny little storage shed size annex with
also
his,
standing room only.
Standing room only with his room. Audience in it, and you just opened the wrong microphone. You just opened
the
wrong
microphone. I'm sorry, can I edit that out?
You can.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Radio edit.
Welcome back to the studio, Bill Cleveland. They are. That's his group, all right.
Good to be home.
Good to have you back, Bill. How are you?
I'm well. You mentioned Door County, so I'm going to lead with this. I wound up ended up my trip on, this would have been Thursday, I guess, Thursday evening. I took a sunset cruise on Sturgeon Bay.
Ooh.
And it was beautiful, and it was actually really cool. So there's this company up there, and they have a handful of different locations around Door County, but you can do a sunset cruise like I did, or you can do a cruise where they take you around the water and show you, you know, it's like some of the millionaires' homes, the beautiful homes that are along the water. Or they have like four or five different ones. So I did the sunset cruise. So this is not going to be fantastic quality. I'll put it up on my Facebook page. But I thought if I can maybe hold my phone up to the microphone, I got on the sunset cruise. Oh, and I should add that there was a guy who was playing music. So it was really nice. It was very relaxing. The guy was playing his guitar and singing. And he played, I was sitting there, I was by myself. He was sitting there and he started playing the I've Been Everywhere Man song.
Oh, come on.
Did he really?
He started playing
that. That's too coincidental.
But what he did was, and I really hope this sounds decent enough where you can tell. So he made up, I assume he made this up, made up his own lyrics to fit into sort of this COVID-19, everybody stay at home kind of thing.
Okay, right.
Because
on.
You get it every, you know, I've been everywhere. Well, yeah, how many places can you go inside your house? So
right.
I'm going to try to play it here. Hang on.
Hang on.
That's not bad.
That's actually very good. He was really good. Yeah. So that was fun.
It's just sad. Something in what you said, I don't know if anybody else caught it, but it saddened me that you're on a beautiful sunset cruise by yourself.
I was by myself. There were a lot of people. It wasn't just
that's
me.
Sad.
On
did
the,
you
on
belch?
The,
what'd you do, Lyman?
Yeah.
I think I just belched a little bit. I'm sorry. I just came out of nowhere.
I heard that.
That's really
like,
sorry. That was very inappropriate.
Mm, kind of sneaking up on you.
I was not on the boat completely by myself.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Door County was great.
What does that mean completely?
Well, I mean, there were other people. I just happened to be sitting by myself. I didn't have anyone with me.
I think it's sad.
Well, now I feel sad.
I enjoyed it.
You should have made friends with somebody. Will you be my friend?
You need a buddy system.
And enjoy the sunset with me.
So after Door County, I headed back towards St. Louis, and I stopped in Galena, Illinois. We mentioned this last week, and it kind of reminded me of Old Town Historic St. Charles. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But much more hilly, and I don't know. I know the buildings in Galena are certainly late 1800s. I don't know how old the buildings are in historic St. Charles.
For the Cardinals, too. Yadier Galena.
Ha 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 ha.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry, I've been under a lot of stress.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah. You're okay.
doesn't show.
You have.
But his cousin, Yada Month Molina.
Thank you. Get it? Yada Year.
Thank you, everybody.
So if you go now, if you go right now, what they've done, I think, is very clever. And I think a lot of cities are doing this. They are shutting down streets to cars. And they're letting restaurants put a bunch of tables out in the street so that these restaurants
good.
Can stay open.
Right.
Because, you know,
nice.
you can only have, 20% in some places right. Capacity. Mm-hmm. So they put these tables out. And so people were out dining and having a good time. I have to mention this. I did get an email last week from a guy. I'm not going to say his name. But he said that I was delusional for wanting to visit President Grant's home, which I enjoy American history. I wanted to go. I wanted to see where Grant lived in Galena. And the guy in his email said, and there is, it's, you know, we've all had emails from these, you know, kind of know-it-all people or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, nobody goes there. Even the people that visit a second time never go and do Grant's home. So I go to Grant's home. I get there, parking lot completely full, and there are people lined up down the street to get into Grant's home.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it.
Yeah, so much for you, buddy.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty funny. So while I was in Galena, I went to this old-time candy store, and this is where I will end my segment with. I purchased two old-time candy. Well, I guess they're old. One Limey, you'll like this, I think. Zolt. Do you remember Zolt candy?
Never heard of it.
So they're like little, about the size of a Jolly Rancher, a little different shape. You put them, and it has like some sort of...
Dan, show them the size of a Jolly Rancher. There you go. That right there. That's about the size of it.
If you Google a picture, it has this like fizzing thing inside of it. So it's like this, it's like a juice, but it's like fizzes on your tongue. Nobody's coming up with
that. No, I remember. I'm just trying to remember. I'm just trying to envision it in my head.
Yes, there's so. The other one, yeah. I know you'll know this one. Big League Chew.
Yeah, love Big League Chew.
Big League Chew.
Anybody else know what fizzies were?
Yes.
Wasn't it that powder one that would kind of fizz, but then it would turn into gum?
It was like an Alka-Seltzer tablet, but it was flavored, and it would fizz and bubble, and you'd have strawberry in your water or something. They were called fizzies.
So I'm gonna give you some of the candies that they had inside this store and see if you remember them. You've already not known the one, but that's okay. Abba Zaba?
No.
It's like a yellow, like a chocolate. I don't know if it's chocolate or it's some kind of candy. It's kind of hard. Bit of Honey.
Yeah. Love those.
They had the bit of Atomic Fireball.
I have them in my car. A whole bag of them.
Black Bit of Honeys. If you bit down on them, it'll pull your fillings
stick
out.
Blackjack Chewing Gum.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, these I always thought were disgusting. I don't know why people like them. Candy Buttons.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, you have.
Was it the white chocolate?
On a piece of paper.
Yes.
On the wax piece of paper.
Yes.
And those are disgusting. Chuckles.
Nope.
Yes, I remember Chuckles.
They were kind of tart, if I remember correctly. These are disgusting. Circus Peanuts.
Oh, yes.
Those orange.
The foamy thing.
Yes.
Kind of like a nougat type thing.
Yes.
Like eating styrofoam.
I hate those.
Now, this is, as kids, I liked it. There's no way I'd touch it today. Fun Dip. You remember that?
Yes.
He had the little wax.
Just sugar.
Yes, and you just dunk it into the.
Pure sugar. Like pixie sticks.
Yes. Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Yep. Love
that
those.
Sounds dirty.
Willy Wonka.
That sounds dirty. Yeah. Sounds like a sexual device.
It was a little bit bigger than a golf ball, and it took you forever to get through.
Honey,
did you pack
your Gobstopper?
Here's another one that I think is disgusting, but they apparently were very popular. Nico wafers.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know.
Nope.
Yeah,
they're about the size of a nickel. And they were these.
I'm trying to think. Okay, you know communion wafers?
Yeah.
It's that. That's it.
That's it?
No, they don't taste like the church ones.
They don't taste like it, but it's the exact same concept.
Kind of like Alka-Seltzer you mentioned a few seconds ago.
Why?
Now and Later.
Yep, delicious.
I've heard of that. I don't know what that is.
Now and Later?
I've heard of it.
It's a hard candy.
It's a hard candy. Okay.
These I loved when I was a kid. Pop Rocks.
Yes.
You put them on your tongue and they make noise. Right.
Do you remember the urban legend as a kid that if you ate Pop Rocks and a can of Pepsi at the same time, your head would explode?
I never heard that. I heard your stomach would explode.
Oh, is that what it was? I knew something would explode. Like when it went around, we were like 6 or 7 years old. But of course, you know, once you tried it, you were like, whoa. Right.
This one has an unfortunate name. Runts.
Yeah.
Runts.
What a horrible name.
They're fruit shaped candy, I think.
Yes. Smarties. Those are still around.
I still like Smarties.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids.
Love them. You have those?
Frank likes this one, I think. Sugar Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Now that's one that'll pull your teeth out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. There was one more I was going to mention.
There were Sugar Babies and Sugar Daddy. Sugar Babies were the little in a packet.
Yes.
Like raisins.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And Sugar Daddy was the
Sugar Daddy was like Milk Duds on steroids.
And then how about these? The wax bottles. You remember those?
Oh,
they were
just a tiny little fluid in there.
I loved them.
And then they had the lips also.
The wax lips?
They were like, yes.
Yeah. Did they have the orange harmonica that you can eat?
I didn't see the harmonica, but they had just the lips. So there you go. That's all I got. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And as long as I'm talking about Window World, please, folks, allow me a moment to just not beg. I want to take every opportunity down to the last minute before this trivia night Friday night at the Ameristar. We have a table for 10. I still have the high bids that I have for two different couples, four people total. One couple, $2,000. Now, if you're going to try to sit at our table with us, you would probably want to outbid the other guy who's $1,500. Kick that up to two, and then each couple would be paying $2,000. That could happen if you want to make that offer and make that bid. I was not able, at least so far, to sell a second table for 10 people. Now, at Trivia Night, this Window World thing, there are two tables that sell to you know, average regular people. You can buy a regular table, and I think they sell it too cheap, $250 for a table of 10. That's too cheap. The VIP table, $1,250. I would like to sell a table to you and nine of your friends, 10 people total, the whole table. We'll put it next to our table. But I need not $1,250. I need $2,000-$3,000 for that table. And I know, running out of time, still available if you're interested. Within the last week, these people have all been in articles, and they're talking about how depressed they are. Here they are: Michelle Obama, Katy Perry, Serena Williams. Let me read you. Here's the quote from Michelle Obama. She says she's depressed, and it's because of the pandemic race relations and the political strife in the U.S. Oh, Michelle Obama.
I've got one for this.
Is depressed.
Here we go.
You need to shut the f*** up.
All right. Who else you got?
Here's
on that
what
list?
She says. Here's the quote. Michelle Obama, I'm waking up in the middle of the night because I'm worrying about something, or there's a heaviness. I try to make sure I get a workout in, although there have been periods throughout this quarantine where I've just felt too low. Well, Michelle, let me remind you of something. You live in a $15 million home.
Right.
You and your husband got $65 million advance for your book.
Get the hell out of here.
What are you talking about?
Get the hell out of here. Your husband was literally the president of the free world. Get the hell out. She says nothing to be depressed about.
She says it's exhausting, she says, to be waking up to yet another story of a black man or black person being dehumanized or hurt or killed. How about this, Michelle? It ought to drive you insane waking up every day to news of black people killing other black people. Every day.
Here you go. Here's something.
Every
Imagine
day.
Imagine waking up, hearing all of those news stories and terrible things going on around the world, and you don't have $65 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Then you'd be depressed. There you go. You heard it
from a man
who left our country but came back.
Man.
Okay?
You go.
Somebody at Rutgers University, probably a professor, now says that insisting on proper grammar is racist. I say
All right.
that comment is racist, and here's why. Essentially, what they're saying is we shouldn't expect black people to speak properly. Isn't that
racist? What? That's pretty racist.
And by insisting they use proper grammar, that like everybody should try to use proper grammar, asking them to do it is not right. I think that's right. I think that's saying black people aren't capable or smart enough to be asked to use proper grammar.
Is it just like, are they just saying the African-American community? Or are they talking about like Latins, Chinese people coming
over? No, they're
talking
about the black community.
Then that right there is racism.
It is racist to insist on proper. Well, now, okay, let's just do away with proper grammar. Let's do away with manners. Let's do away with everything.
I know a lot of white people whose grammar is horrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they need to fix it. But it's racist if you ask for proper grammar. Now, I watched over the weekend two different Amish documentaries. I'm fascinated by these Amish people.
They haven't. They've never watched
No.
That was good.
They also don't like to be filmed, but apparently there are a couple of sects or a couple of, what would you call it, orders that you can take their picture because they were in the documentary.
I've seen, I think they're Mennonites. I'm not sure. It's like
different.
Amish, but with technology. Because I've seen Amish-looking people at the zoo.
No, these were Amish people. Okay. Some of them. will allow you to take the picture.
Right.
But most of them won't.
Do you say Mennonites anymore?
Well, yes. I'm just like...
No, people are nights.
No, because yeah, I know that there are... they look Amish, but they've got cell phones. So I know that there are some sects where you're allowed limited amounts of technology.
My sons have restaurants, and Mennonites and their families come in. And they said, far and away, the most well-behaved children they've ever seen are the Mennonite kids.
Well, yeah.
They don't scream. They don't act up, as we say. They're polite.
Do they come in on the horse and buggy?
The Mennonites do not.
The Amish.
On my trip on the way home, it was somewhere in Illinois. I just pulled off the highway for gas, and it looked like a regular town. And all of a sudden, this horse comes by with a buggy pulling behind it, and he made a right turn right in the middle of traffic.
And that's probably Amish.
Amish. Wow. Okay.
Did you ever hear the song "Amish Paradise" by Weird Al Yankovic?
Yes. No.
It's a takeoff of Gangster's Paradise.
Okay. Great.
Been spending all my life living in a gangster's paradise. Yeah. The first two lines of it are, as I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. The whole song is hilarious, though.
One of the documentaries I watched, they brought in Limey from England. They brought in 8 students, flew them over to live, I guess, for a week with this Amish family.
Oh, right.
And it was fascinating because they made them turn in all of their electronics, and it was a huge basket of stuff. They took their jewelry, and then they had already they had the sizes because they knew the students that were coming. So they laid out the Amish clothes for the boys and girls, and they were to dress while they lived there exactly the way the rest of the. It was really interesting.
Wow!
And the look on some of these kids' faces when they realized it's time to get up at 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning to go milk cows and stuff.
Can I play some of the Amish Paradise?
Culture shock, sure.
Here we go.
So good.
Well, I know this song.
This is Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
But this is Amish Paradise.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Cool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
You know what? This guy, how many decades has he still remained relevant? Weird Al.
He has.
He's been doing this for, 30, 40 years?
I think when this whole coronavirus thing started, he actually put out like a public statement on or tweeted out, "I'm not going to do a copy of my Sharona," like because people were asking him to redo a copy.
It's so obvious. Corona,
my
too easy.
Corona.
Too easy. Weird Al, got to hand it to him. I mean, that's funny.
Back in the days when MTV would actually play videos, he had the best videos.
Oh, yeah.
His video of the takeoff of the Michael Jackson song Bad, when he did a song called Fat.
Yeah. Right.
You ain't fat. No, you ain't nothing.
It was Eat It, wasn't it?
Eat It.
He did a couple of Beat It, and he was Eat It.
Eat It.
Eat It. He did one, too, called I'm Fat.
No, he did.
Did he do I'm Fat?
No, he did.
I'm Fat.
I'm Fat.
I swear he did another. It was like eating.
No, he did both
well.
Of them.
He did them
both.
Man.
Yeah,
love that guy.
Why don't you marry him?
Over the. And by the way, there are no black Amish, speaking of racist,
what?
Because they marry within the Amish community.
Oh.
If there are black Amish.
Don't you eventually run out of options?
Yeah, that's why you got Amish running around there with 6 toes.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm telling you.
They don't speak. They bark like the guy in West Virginia.
If there's a black Amish person, he's one of one or two because they
guarantee you there's one. There's one black guy Amish guy in America.
They
and that's it.
Stay with
him. They named him Token.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I saw an Amish family riding in this buggy, and the horse was pushing it. And they always put the buggy before the horse.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
No, I didn't think you did.
It was an all-time low.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I've been under stress lately.
All time low.
Over the weekend.
His poor mother has to listen to this.
Over the weekend, Michael Shannon turned 46.
What?
And I spoke with him.
I thought he was older than that.
I said, Michael, you sure seem older than 46. Do we have the right Michael Shannon? Here's what he said.
Yeah, you got the right one, but I tell you what, you slammed down a bunch of handy 48 packs. It ages you a little bit.
There he is, right there. 46 over the weekend. Michael Shannon. And also over the weekend, Charlize Theron turned 45. I mentioned that for the ladies because women all, they're always interested in what the beautiful women, everything about them, how old they are, what they wear. So there you go. She's 45. I was in Pistols Plus over the weekend at the lake, and this is a pretty good story. There was a guy in there, and they were so busy. Thank you, protesters. They were so busy that I actually waited on a guy because I've been there so much. I said, maybe I can help you. And this guy was visibly shaken. He was the father of two young kids. He's a school teacher. And Friday night, somebody tried to break in his house. And he said to me, I have never been so frightened, knowing I had nothing to protect or defend myself. And he said, I feel like I'm not a man, and I let my family down. And if something had happened, I would never, ever have been able to live with myself. I'm never going to have that happen again. And he was there to buy his first handgun. And I made the sale.
Wow.
I did. He now owns a really nice Smith & Wesson 38 Special. And he's going to learn how to handle it and shoot it. And this guy was so rattled. He was still shaking. He called the police. But because the police are so overworked, it took them quite a while to get to him. And luckily, the people weren't able to get in. But he said it was the most frightening thing, waiting for them, hoping they wouldn't get in his house. And next time, and when the police did arrive, the Camden County Sheriff, they told him, they said, because he told me this, that the sheriff's deputy said, well, whoever these people were, they're very lucky. They're very lucky that you didn't have a gun, because if you had, you could have just blown them away and done everybody a favor.
Man.
So another case of first-time gun buyer. And again, I say thank you, looters and protesters, because you're scaring the crap out of everybody, and gun sales are through the roof. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
This young lady is dating a guy, and she really likes him. We'll call him Jack. And Jack is just the nicest guy, and they're in love. And they've decided that Saturday night, Jack is going to come over to the house, and her parents are leaving after dinner. He's going to come have dinner, but she told him, my parents are going out after dinner. We have the house to ourselves. They're going to have sex for the first time. So Jack comes over, and dinner is great, and the parents love this guy. He's so polite, so well-mannered. I mean, at dinner, he says things like, Mrs. Carlson, this is a wonderful meal you've prepared. Can I trouble you for some more of that fantastic iced tea that you've made? She says, well, of course you can, Jack. She loves this guy already, her daughter's boyfriend. And he said, Mr. Carlson, if it's not too much trouble, sir, would you please pass some more of that wonderful rice dish that your lovely wife has made? He says, well, of course, son. Here, have some more. And she's so complimentary and has such impeccable manners. And then the parents leave. You kids have fun. And they leave for the night. Now they got the house to themselves, Jack and his girlfriend. And as soon as they get to the bedroom, Jack says, I can't wait to F you. Except he uses the word. She says, what did you say? He said, you heard me. Get your clothes off. Let's F. She says, hold on a minute. Hold on a second. What happened to the guy at dinner? He goes, what are you talking about? Let's do it. She says, the guy with the manners. The guy says, oh, Mrs. Carlson, you've prepared a wonderful meal. If it's not too much trouble, could I have some more of that iced tea? Oh, Mr. Carlson, would you please pass that wonderful rice? What happened to that guy? Who's this? Let's F. Who's this guy? Where are the manners? No. No, you're not going to talk to me that way. Let's get back to the manners, Jack. That Jack. And he says, oh, sorry. So they're undressed. They're in bed. And they're just lying there. She says, whenever you're ready to try a different approach, okay. But I want the guy that was at dinner. And there's silence. And he looks over at her in bed and he says, honey? She says, yes. He said, would you please pass the vagina? We were talking, and I completely forgot. It's time to go check in with Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Monday. That would be today. That's the only day they're closed. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. And, yes, you need reservations if you're going to eat at Annie Gunn's because it's that good and it's that popular. And just a word of advice, reservations. And other than that, oh, Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. What's going on?
Ah, yeah. Sometimes the wine is better than other days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got distracted for a second. My grandson has figured out FaceTime. He just FaceTimed me while I'm working. And now that he... I'm working. Hello, man, I'm working.
Oh, you're okay. In a bad spot, too.
I'm in a bad spot.
Probably for weather.
I can't see you.
I turned it off, so I'm sorry. Can I call you in a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Well,
that's beautiful.
I can't wait until I can do that with Theo.
I can't. I don't know how to end it. He's still. Hold on. Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Halo, man, I don't know how to get you off the thing here. Hold on.
Just, you got to hang up on him.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to.
Red X.
He doesn't know how to hang
whatever.
Up.
The red X at the bottom.
Hang on.
You locked the screen.
What the heck?
Okay, so where is he?
There.
Okay, there he is. Yeah. All right, so let's tap the screen. And
oh,
then hit
and
then
you go, bye, little man. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he'll call it like five times a day, just now that he knows how to FaceTime. And he'll FaceTime me like, hey, what's going on? Nothing. Well, you FaceTime me. Yeah. Okay, bye. That's
he
it.
He just likes it.
Yeah, he just likes to do it. Yeah. Good for him.
I'm
sorry, Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, I can beat that.
Yeah?
Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, 3 days, we had our 3-year-old granddaughter, our 6-year-old granddaughter, and our 7-year-old granddaughter, and for 3 days, 3 nights, and I have some beautiful nails, nail polish. They polish my nails.
Yeah, I love to do that.
And they put makeup on me one night.
Well, I wouldn't tell. I don't think I'd let them do that, but that's up to you.
That's grandparents.
To each
stuff.
His own. Yeah.
You know, if you had granddaughters, believe me.
I will tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, I will have one.
There you go. Tomorrow afternoon, you're going to have one?
Yeah. C-section, 1:30 tomorrow.
Oh,
already
really?
Scheduled. Wow. Yeah, already scheduled.
Wow.
I didn't know she was having one that soon.
Well, she is.
It's, sure. It's congratulations.
Been, it's been nine months. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Spoil Your Dog Day. I don't know if you hear about that or not. Hope you had a good week and a lot of bad news. Everybody's talking about Simon Cowell's bike accident, 6-hour surgery. They say it's a success. They say he won't be back for take a year to recoup. We'll wait and see. Also, I'm hearing Madonna may be over.
No, please.
A record company, Interscope, has dropped her and no other record label's picking her up.
Say it isn't so.
Once a cheating, lying drug addict, always a cheating, lying drug addict. That would be Lance Armstrong. He admits hating America. He also is being investigated for spearheading the sales of illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Gee, what a shock.
Yeah.
And he also admits hating police and says that he has blocked sales or repair of any police bikes that are brought into any of his bike stores in Northern California.
Yeah, screw this guy. They ought to put him in a database, and if he ever needs the police and needs help, don't go there. Don't help
He's
him.
He's the worst. Yeah. 6 years ago tomorrow, Robin Williams was discovered hanging in his bedroom.
Wow.
6 years.
6 years ago. And on September 1st, on demand, a new documentary called Robin's Wish, a documentary that tells Robin's last 2 weeks of life, conversations with co-workers, friends, family, his widow who put this together, and even Robin. Everybody interviewed says the same story, deep depressions while suffering from Lewy body dementia and brain deterioration. Just a heartbreaking documentary. Robin's Wish documentary available on demand September 1st.
I'll watch that.
Another sad documentary is in production now. Don't understand why. Nobody does. Shocking number of suicides taking place among Los Angeles homeless, over three times the national average. More bad news. The Golden Globes president died over the weekend. MTV Awards canceled for Barclays Center, and the HBO CEO has been fired because of bad ratings.
I saw that. Yeah, multiple incidents with women at McDonald's. Did you say McDonald's?
No.
Because I'm thinking about the McDonald's CEO. They want their severance money back from him. They're suing him to get the severance money back now that they know all the stuff he did. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short are going to star in a Hulu series called Only Murderers in This Building. It's a comedy series written by Steve Martin, and it's about the three strangers, Selena, Steve, and Martin, who are obsessed with crime, and then they find themselves involved in a crime they had nothing to do with. It's supposed to be a great series. Anything Steve Martin writes, I'm for it.
I agree. Here's 30 seconds.
I got an exclusive. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Within 90 days, a class action suit will be filed by 500 California state prisoners against the state of California for not providing social distancing, causing them to get the coronavirus. Mm. And I'm telling you, my nails are so pretty, blue and yellow.
Aww.
It's green.
Okay. Aww. 5 seconds.
It's a beautiful thing.
There he goes. And here we go. Folks, it's dark outside. Be careful. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer every chance you get, especially now. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.